from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, but just 2 days before the U.S. presidential election, major party candidates are campaigning almost nonstop. Democrat Hillary Clinton was at a rally in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she spoke about the people who were early voting.
They are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America. And I'm asking you to stand up for that same vision when you come out and vote on November the 8th. It's your turn, Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania is one of the so-called battleground states where Clinton and Republican Donald Trump have spent a lot of their campaign time. Trump spoke in Reno, Nevada about Clinton's alleged misuse of her position when she was Secretary of State to do favors for donors to her husband's foundation.
There's virtually no doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great, great special agents of the FBI will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle, despite her efforts to disparage them and to discredit them.
The election will be Tuesday, and at last note, Clinton leads Trump 48-43% in the Washington Post ABC tracking poll. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas as hundreds of protesters in Istanbul got together, disrupting a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. Prosecutors linked the arrest to a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul slowed their advance today on the city's eastern front, where Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods. Edward Uranian has more.
Government media reported the troops had entered at least 5 eastern districts of the city within the past 48 hours and that bitter fighting was continuing. Iraqi Commander General Sami Aridi told state media his forces are continuing to advance. He says his forces have moved into the Mosul districts of Zahra, Karama, and Tahrir and are trying to push farther into adjacent areas, but that the battle is still going on. On the western side of the Tigris River, which divides the city, satellite images reveal that Islamic State has created a no-man's land near a strategic former military base and outside the city's main airport. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Car bomb attack near the parliament building in Somalia's capital Mogadishu killed at least 3, wounded 6 others. That attack came as the first members of Somalia's upcoming national parliament were elected in the provincial capital of Puntland. So, no group claiming responsibility, but it has the hallmarks of Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. At least 10 bodies have been recovered from a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast. 15 operations were conducted, rescuing some 2,100 migrants, almost twice as many as Friday, when 1,200 people were rescued. Another 420 migrants, including 7 pregnant women and 78 children, had been rescued earlier and were brought ashore in Sicily. United States military says the recent deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. The U.S. military spokesman in Afghanistan, General Charles Cleveland, says joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz were done to protect American and Afghan forces.
What we know is that we've had Afghans who have been martyred, we've had Afghans who were wounded, Afghan soldiers, and we've had American soldiers who were killed and American soldiers who were wounded.
At least 33 civilians were killed, half of them children. Tens of thousands of South Koreans poured into the streets of Seoul using words including treason and criminal, demanding that President Park Geun-hye step down. Prosecutors arrested Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of Park who had alleged access to sensitive government materials at the hands of Park.
That's the latest world news from VOA.